World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kirsten Webster. Coming up, we'll look ahead to a night of European Champions League football, including that all-Premier League clash between Chelsea and Manchester United. An embarrassing row involving the London Olympic organisers could now be resolved out of the courts. And golf's former US Open champion Nick Faldo says Tiger Woods will struggle to surpass Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major victories.
It's five majors, he's 35, that's as good as many a guy's careers, and especially after what he's gone through.
But first, the Chelsea manager Carlo Ancelotti insists he's not feeling the pressure ahead of the Champions League tie against Manchester United. The first leg of their quarter-final will be played later at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea are struggling to launch a title challenge in their Premier League, and the Champions League could be their only chance of winning a trophy this season. Ancelotti says he wants his players to enjoy the occasion, but winning is also important.
Champions League is not obsession. The Champions League is the most important competition in the world, in my opinion, and is a dream. Everyone, when start the Champions League, try to do the best, to believe that you can win, obviously. Above all, when you are playing for a strong team as Chelsea, you are playing the other strong teams. It's not an obsession. It's a fantastic competition, and I said to my player that we have to be happy to play this kind of game, because I think that every player and every manager in the world wants to be involved in this kind of game. So it's fantastic to be involved. We have a pressure, we are excited a lot to play our best, to try to win against a strong team, to reach the semi-final. But at the end, you have to be happy, because it's a fantastic moment in your career.
Chelsea lost on penalties to Manchester United in the 2008 Champions League final, but United's manager Sir Alex Ferguson doubts whether Wednesday night's opponents are motivated by revenge.
I don't believe that players think about revenge. I don't think that. I think that something happened 3 years ago goes out of your mind quite quickly. I think the main ambition goes out of your mind quite quickly. I think the main ambition for any team is to win the cup. And it doesn't matter who you play or when you play them, that is the main target of your ambitions, to win the match, not what happened 3 years ago. The motivation is greater to win it than to think about 3 years ago.
The Barcelona manager Pep Guardiola says he is not underestimating Shakhtar Donetsk as his side prepare to take on the Ukrainian side in their two-legged quarter-final later. Barca are considered the heavy favourites to win the tie and the Champions League title, but Shakhtar have so far been highly impressive. Shakhtar has won five straight European matches, including both home and away games, and a 6-2 aggregate win over Roma in the previous round. And it's that result which makes Guardiola uneasy about the contest at the Nou Camp.
We're going through a very strange time. I don't like what I'm feeling or seeing. I don't like it at all. I feel we're closer to going out than to staying in this competition. They won the Europa League not long ago. They beat Dinamo Kiev, even though they had 15 points more. They have five Brazilians who we would love to have. Believe me when I tell you, and I think you know you should believe me, that this is a super team, a super, super team.
That was the Barcelona coach Pep Guardiola. Well, Shakhtar's coach Mircea Lucescu is expecting a tough match against Barcelona and says he'll have to use all of his available resources to come away with a victory.
It'll be a difficult match. I know it's going to be a difficult match, but we'll exploit our chances. The players we have are very talented Brazilians and everyone in the whole team who can do something. I think for me, Barca is the strongest team in the whole history of football at the moment.
The Inter Milan president Massimo Moratti is standing by coach Leonardo after two heavy defeats in 4 days. Inter collapsed to a 5-2 defeat at home against Schalke in their Champions League quarter-final first leg on Tuesday. Moratti blamed fatigue for the result, which followed a 3-0 Serie A loss to AC Milan on Saturday. And Real Madrid appear to have all but booked their place in the Champions League semi-finals after a 4-0 thrashing of 10-man hot Tottenham Hotspur on Tuesday. The Spurs manager Harry Redknapp says his side will need a miracle at White Hart Lane if they're to overturn the deficit next week. But Real's coach Jose Mourinho says his players still have work to do to ensure progression.
I think they will try everything in the second leg. There are top people, they have believe White Hart Lane is not an easy place to play. They know 4-0 is a big result, but they will fight. for sure.
A three-man FA disciplinary commission will meet today to discuss Manchester United's appeal over Wayne Rooney's two-match ban for using offensive, insulting and/or abusive language at West Ham on Saturday. The decision may not be made public until Thursday morning after United's Champions League match at Chelsea tonight. And the Egyptian Football Association has announced the country's domestic league will resume next week after a two-month break. The decision was made in consultation with the Egyptian Prime Minister, Essem Sharaf. The Egyptian League was postponed in early February during the protests against the former president Hosni Mubarak. An embarrassing row between the organisers of the London Olympic Games and the British Olympic Association may be resolved outside of the courts. The BOA has announced it is suspending legal action to make way for fresh talks. With more details is our Olympics correspondent Gordon Farquhar.
The BOA say they've suspended the proceedings they began at the Court of Arbitration for Sport in their dispute over the definition of how any surplus from the Games should be calculated. They believe their share should be worked out after the Olympics. Locog say they're wrong. It would have to be after Paralympic costs were taken into account as well. The International Olympic Committee have already ruled in Locog's favour, but the BOA refused to accept the decision, souring relationships at the heart of the London Games. Locog say the BOA want to put a new offer to them to resolve the matter, and that their door has always been open for discussions.
Pakistan's cricket selectors have omitted senior players Yunus Khan, Cameron Akmal and Abdul Razak for their one-day series in the West Indies later this month. The team was announced just 1 week after their World Cup semi-final loss to India in Mohali. Shahid Afridi has been retained as captain, while the selectors look to rebuild a fresh side for limited overs cricket. And Sri Lankan cricket appears to be going through wholesale changes after their World Cup final defeat to India on Saturday. The entire panel of national selectors has resigned. This comes a day after captain Kumar Sangakkara decided to quit, and the veteran batsman Mahela Jayawardena also has stepped down from his position as vice-captain. The world's top two golfers, Lee Westwood and Martin Keimer, have been paired together for the first two rounds of the Masters at Augusta. The US Open champion, Graham McDowell, will accompany Tiger Woods. Woods has 14 major wins and is chasing the record of 18 held by Jack Nicklaus. But the former world's number one is far from the form he maintained before revelations were made about his private life. Woods says he's convinced, though, he can win at Augusta.
Looking forward to this week, and last year was last year. You know, this year is this year, and I have the same opportunity as everybody else. My main focus is to get ready and be prepared and, you know, come the first tee shot, be all cylinders go. And as far as being a better person, I try to do that each and every day. That will and will always be the case.
But the former Masters winner Nick Faldo thinks Woods' chances of overhauling the Golden Bears' 18 majors are slim.
And you think from now on, that's five majors, he's 35, that's as good as many a guy's careers, and especially after what he's gone through. I mean, I honestly think, I'm looking at the list, I think there's 40 guys who could win. I think there's 20 really good ones, and there's about half a dozen who in theory should be the favourites, but they all know the Tiger's got enough to worry about himself.
Basketball now, and the San Antonio Spurs broke a four-game losing streak on the road with a 97-90 win over the Atlanta Hawks. The victory allows the league-leading Spurs to tighten their grip on securing home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Tony Parker led the Spurs with 26 points, while Tim Duncan added 17. Before we go, a reminder that Chelsea will take on Manchester United later at Stamford Bridge in the first leg of their European Champions League quarter-final. Barcelona will host Shakhtar in the other tie. For now, that's the latest world sport.